The following show is closed caption for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
.906. Your ears may never be the same again. Billy Ray Cyrus teams up with rapper Buck 33 for a hip-hop remix of his 1992 hit, Achy Breaky Heart. Video set on a spaceship? Achy Breaky 2. That was one of those annoying tunes where it was played a lot. It was a crossover. It wasn't just a country hit. And it was everywhere. Really? Teams up with Buck 33 or Buck 22. Is it the other thing said Buck 33? I don't know the guy. I do not know that star. I don't know that rapper, I should say. Anyways, Dionne Warwick's son? We'll pass on that. Got a lot of stuff to get to in the show today. I want to start with some Obamacare stuff. But there are two things I definitely want to get to. One is, and some of you heard the tease already, all of the talk about Michael Sam, the openly gay college player, as the NFL draft approaches. USA Today makes the argument that Vince Lombardi would have been fine with a gay player. In fact, that he was fine with gay players. I'm going to examine, when he draft Michael Sam, Jason, what do you think my prediction's going to be? That he would or he wouldn't? You have no idea. What do you think? You don't know. You're just playing it safe over there. All right, we'll get to that. We'll get to that later in the show. Big news recently, of course, was that, again, the president's administration, the president, is unilaterally changing Obamacare. Again, moving back the employer mandate. But there's something that got lost in that. And Hot Air focused on it, which I'll get to in just a minute. HotAir.com, the conservative website, focused on it. Here's a little bit from Fox News. Republicans renewed their calls to delay or repeal Obamacare Monday after the Obama administration announced another delay in the requirement for businesses to provide health coverage to workers, giving some employers a reprieve next year while phasing in the mandate for others. Now, you recall, they had already delayed the implementation of the employer mandate by a year. It was supposed to happen this year. Do you even remember that? Then it was pushed back to 2015, past the midterm elections. In a concession to business, though, Treasury Department officials announced Monday the administration would enforce the rules across the board next year. And you've heard about all of this. And then John Boehner speaks out. Once again, the president's giving a break to corporations while individuals and families are still stuck under the mandate of his health care law. I think this is an appropriate push by Republicans. Why is he just giving business a break? Why not give everyone a break? He can't. That's why. They have to have individuals enroll. They have to. It collapses without it. This is giving Republicans an opening to repeal. And we've gone through the details before what it means under the changes. And it delays it for some, phases it in for others. But essentially, in general terms, it pushes back the employer mandate, but not the individual mandate. This, however, I think was underreported. Listen to this. Some lawmakers, though, have claimed that the mere threat of the employer mandate is causing companies to shed full-time workers in the hope of keeping their staff size below 50 and avoiding the requirement. And, of course, there are companies all over the country, including this one, that have reduced the amount of part-time hours employees can work. Why? Because they can't afford to have to give them all health insurance, which would be mandated by Obamacare if they exceed that 30 hours. Some have done a 29-hour ceiling. Others have done a 25-hour ceiling for part-time employees. That's what we have done. Because you have hundreds of part-time employees, and there's a grocery store up north, same thing. You've got hundreds of part-time employees with a profit margin as thin as a grocery store chain. You can't suddenly afford to have to provide them all insurance. And as a liberal relative wrote me, no, this is not evil companies who want to screw their employees. If you can't afford it, you can't afford it. That's the reality. And that's what a lot of companies are facing. So listen to this. Administration officials dispute that this is happening on any large scale, which is just, by the way, which is demonstrably false. It's just false. The companies aren't making these moves. It's patently false. It is hurting employment because companies don't believe they can afford to provide insurance. Further, now listen to this. Listen to this. Treasury officials said Monday that businesses will be told to certify that they are not shedding full-time workers simply to avoid the mandate. Officials said employers will be told, listen to this, to sign a self-attestation on their tax forms affirming this under penalty of perjury. Good Lord. Statutorily, where does the Treasury Department have the authority to make an employer essentially sign an affidavit that they didn't shed employees to avoid the mandate? And what if they did? What if a company makes that business decision, you know what? We have to stay under 50, or we have to reduce these part-time hours to make their bottom line. The government is going to tell them they can't. No, it sounds like what they're going to do, if they attest on their tax forms that they did not reduce the labor force by X amount, that then they'll be charged with perjury. Well, what if they say in their tax forms, yeah, we did. Yeah, as a matter of fact, we did do that because we can't afford it. What if they do that? What is the government going to do to them? What action could they take against them? All right, look, changing the mandates is one thing. And it is extra constitutional. He is arbitrarily changing a law he does not have the authority to change. By the way, not one liberal has ever emailed me or anything to dispute that. Why? Because they know it's true. And as I said yesterday, that could be used against them. Why couldn't the next president, were he or she Republican, say, yeah, you know what? I'm suspending Obamacare indefinitely. Or any other law. This isn't limited to Obamacare. This tears at the very fabric of who we are constitutionally. And I don't think Republicans are doing nearly enough other than sitting there and squawking about it. I understand all they have is the House, but they certainly could be louder and say, look, this is wrong. This is illegal. And it sets the table and the precedent for the next president to pretty much do to Obamacare, if they're a Republican, or any other law that they want. That's one thing. That's one thing. But this? That the Treasury Department? The Treasury Department's going to make businesses swear that they didn't reduce their workforce due to Obamacare mandates. What if they did? Is the administration suggesting that violates the law? That you can't regulate the flow and size of your workforce as you see fit to make your ends meet, to meet your bottom line, to turn a profit? Really? Where are Republicans screaming from the rooftops on this one? This is way bigger than screwing around with the timelines on the mandates, although I'm not saying those are small. I'm not suggesting those are small. I'm suggesting this is much, 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 much bigger. There should be every Republican in America right now should be holding news conferences saying, excuse me, the government of the United States of America isn't going to mandate nor punish businesses for making decisions that they believe are in their best interest. By the way, Jason, we can't take calls if anyone has anything salient to say on the air. Phones are busy over there. I can't believe that this one just hasn't caused the you-know-what to hit the fan. We have more in Obamacare, one that's almost equally hard to believe. In 5 minutes, it's 9:17.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.